Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, minors and minorities, people of all races.
People of all races, Kevin. Except Mormons. Chase. I hate Mormons.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Chase. They're so mid.
We're 10
Mormons
seconds in.
Mormons are so mid.
We're 10 seconds in, Chase.
Bro.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, if you're going to insult a group, you might as well do it to someone who's actually oppressed.
Okay,
man.
Okay, then who's that?
Like, gamers.
Okay, so like anti-vaxxers,
and white people.
Kevin, stop acting like you're whitewashed, Kevin.
I'm not whitewashed.
You're whitewashed, Kevin.
I use Old Spice. And Irish Spring. You never heard of Irish Spring?
And Irish Spring. And
that
Irish
was
Spring.
A racist. That's literally a fucking soap I use. Go check.
Right.
Go check.
Right, I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'll see you guys in 1 second.
Fun fact, while Chase is going to check if
Holy
I have
shit.
Irish Spring.
You really use Irish Spring?
I really do.
You are a cracker. A cracker.
I can't say the C word, so...
Yeah, yeah. Same your place.
I think it's kind
of... That was kind of racist.
It was, yeah.
All right, yep. Yeah. I'll see you in prison. Getting booty fucked.
Don't drop the Irish Spring. Guys, it's so good to be back. Fun fact, actually, while we're at it, we released the first episode of Bros Mad exactly a year
ago.
Not exactly a year ago. It's November, though.
But it was in November, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's been a year. It's crazy how much has changed in just a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, not to mention in a year, we only had 7 episodes that we got through. we actually have 9 scripts right here.
That's not even... yeah, but the thing is... 2 of the scripts we made never got released.
I know, and then one of them made the scratch for
reasons. Okay.
Anyway, so
I think you guys are dying to hear the intro. So how about we roll that and then we continue where we were. Let's go. You guys excited for this? This is a Mason Young
original. The Ministry of Information says that they carried out extensive reconnaissance flights over the forces of destruction. Further details have been received.
How does it feel, Chase, to have exactly a year ago have a podcast release?
I feel fucking old.
I feel old. Have you listened to the old episodes?
I have.
Yeah?
I have.
What did you think?
I jerked off to all of them.
Jesus Christ. True story about it, though.
Wait a minute.
On the first episode, I'm pretty sure we've talked about this. I don't remember if we've talked about this. On the first episode, I say the first line.
Oh, yeah. He says, welcome back to the first episode.
I said, welcome back to the first episode of the podcast, which... Obviously, some people didn't notice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some people who were like, I didn't even notice you said that. Well, I did because I fucking hate myself.
And right? It was funny. But can't confirm I did trash on Kevin.
You know why, though? You know why? Because we'd re-recorded that cold open like about 15 times already.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I kept saying like, welcome to the back to the first episode, because I kept thinking we already had recorded it, right, over and over and over. And then I told Chase, you need to tell me if I say that so we can stop.
And he said it, and I remember thinking to myself, I ain't gonna tell him shit.
You were probably so sick of us recording it so many freaking times.
I was like, we going through with it.
Yeah, and then I looked, and I edited it and everything, and like, I don't know how I didn't catch it.
Was it, like, as soon as you listened to it for the first time?
No, it wasn't even the first time. It was, like, I don't know, someone mentioned it, and then I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. I hate myself. Like, listening through it just made me freaking hate myself.
Well, season 2 now, so you don't worry about that as much.
A new start.
New start.
Looking back on all those episodes, though, because I have been listening to them just to remember, like, the sort of way we handled it a bit.
Uh-huh.
And, my grammar is terrible. Like,
yeah,
if, for those of you who don't know... Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, eat my dick.
A little. For those of you who don't know, English is actually my second language. I actually learned Spanish first before this. I learned, like... I still was
then
really
he,
young.
And then he decided to eat a bar of Irish Spring. Mm-hmm. And he's like, damn, suddenly, English kind of fire.
Wouldn't that be Irish, though? I would learn. Wait, is that Irish language?
You're just gonna move on.
Fucking cancel that.
You're just gonna move on.
Okay. Alright. But like, Irish Spring.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. Continue your sentence.
I learned English in like kindergarten. My grandma actually tell it. My mom. Oh my gosh. Jesus fucking Christ.
Here, when I'm talking about how Spanish, I can't and I'll talk. Translate for you, okay?
Okay. Aprendí inglés.
My grandma taught me English.
En el grado.
I was also B as a child.
Y
I.
De verdad, casi
en Eduardo.
Un mes de aprendiendo.
He had to pretend like he knew English for a long time, but in reality, he didn't know shit.
Y.
He said E, by the way.
Me quiero matar.
Oh, he plays guitar.
Do you know what I just said?
No.
I just said I want to kill myself. Same thing.
He plays guitar.
Same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah.
Perfect translation. Yeah, so basically I know two languages. And I'm a badass. Too. It's funny though, because I'm sort of forgetting words for Spanish. But yeah, listening to those old podcast episodes actually made me realize just how bad my English is and just how choppy. And people have told me sometimes that I have an accent, but like I didn't really realize it. I thought I was pretty fluent, but just listening to my English, it's actually really broken and annoying. And basically, I hate myself.
I really don't think it's that bad. Yeah, you should probably kill yourself.
Yeah, if only people could give us money and buy our merch so they could save me.
Oh, damn. Which if only when I really sat easy. Down, my wallet made me have bad, you know, worse back problems. No. Oh, God. Damn. We have merch.
Not yet. We haven't released any official forms, but we're going to make like a poll and we're going to see how many people actually would be willing to buy straight away.
Yep.
And then if that's the case, we'll set up a system so you guys can order your, put in your sizes, mm-hmm. exactly the colors. And then we'll determine.
We're going to need exact boob sizes, though.
Yeah. Actually, concerning boobs,
we
need, like, a... Pictures. We need a visual...
Representation.
Of your boobs.
Yeah. Because...
Like, it'll be, like, describe your boob in one picture. And, yeah. And you guys will just upload it. And, yeah. And we'll, that'll obviously be the benefit us in the making of the merch.
And that way the hoodie will fit perfectly.
Exactly.
And don't worry about when it says, you know, Kevin Quintanilla screenshotted your snap. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, that's a glitch, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to fix that.
Yeah, we actually own Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Supercell. Snapchat. Supercell. Supercell came out of nowhere. What?
But what you were saying earlier, though, fuck merch. Merch. Fuck merch.
Don't fuck merch. Fuck me.
Okay. Mm. With... All right, Kevin just pulled his pants down. Looking back on those episodes, Kevin was like talking about how he felt like he had pretty broken English. My thing was I would start talking or having a conversation, and then I would like start talking a little fast like this, and I like mumble away. I mumble away, and everyone's like, no, it's fine. Like I totally understand. Like it's just like, you know, it sounds okay. It doesn't sound bad. But I listen back on it and I'm like, there's no way they can hear this.
And the thing is, the problem, we say that the podcast was fun, and it's always been fun. And yeah. I think this is really fun. And just all those episodes that we recorded were fun, even the ones we scrapped and we never posted. But the thing is, not all of them are, like, the best to listen to.
Yeah.
And some of those episodes are really mid.
Like, all
but we were having fun. But like we said from the beginning of the podcast, we were going to record them. Because we're having fun. We're not doing it as like a job or because we feel we need to. We're just doing it, you know, just to have fun. And it's actually really fun to bring in new people and get to know them through this. And I've met new people without having interviewed them.
Yeah.
Like people who've come up to me and be like, hey, I listened to your podcast and it's really cool. And I feel like obviously I feel like I'm famous. Fucking famous, right?
Speaking of famous, at my work... He's sorry, this is completely random.
He's bullshitting.
I don't believe
him. For
anybody out there, okay, who knows Karina Kopp, okay, I work at Lowe's Extreme Air Sports. She dead ass came into Lowe's Extreme Air Sports.
I don't believe him.
And I did not know who she was.
I didn't believe him. I still don't believe him.
And she came to the front desk, and my buddy checked her in, and I was talking with her. And, bro, she is fine.
Okay, guys.
She's a baddie.
Context. Get on Instagram right now.
Look up Karina Koff.
Look up Karina Koff. She is social media.
Quick nut. Come back.
She's a social media influencer. The only thing she's influencing. She's influencing erections.
She's like a conductor, bro. She's like, up, down.
But basically, she's, if you ever heard of David Dobrik, yeah. If you don't, you probably live under a rock. Mm-hmm. But David Dobrik is basically a YouTuber, and she's in a lot of his YouTube videos sometimes.
And she wants his dick.
Yep. And she is gorgeous. Like, that's the reason most people think David Dobrik is gay. Because he rejects Karina Koff. And Madison Beer. Look up Madison Beer while you're at it. And she is a literal goddess.
Yeah.
Like,
top, she also top came specimen. Into work.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. No, okay, but for real. Karina Koff, she literally came in. Nobody at Lowe's knew who she was. We just didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
And so my buddy checked her in. And I was, like, talking to her, and I was, like, making a joke. And as she walked away, I mean, obviously, me and my buddy Noah were like, damn, she's fine as
hell.
She's
so fine.
Right? So we were like, oh, no, we got to talk to her. Like, that's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And then that night, it was, like, 4 hours later, my buddy Jordan comes in, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs, what the fuck? We're like, what? What's wrong? Nobody told me. We're like, told you what? Like, we don't know what's going on. He goes, Karina Koff came in today, and nobody told me. And we're like, who's that? Who is that?
We don't know
that
is. The fact that you didn't know that.
None of us. No. The fact that none of us knew who it was.
And Chase is telling me how he literally made her laugh and had a whole ass conversation.
Yeah, I had a conversation with her, and I made her laugh. I told her a joke, and I made her laugh. And then she walked away, and my pupils were as big as my eyes because I couldn't stop staring at that fine, juicy Okay.
Dude, I hug my pillow at night imagining it's Karina Koff.
No. Karina Koff's just ass. Just her ass.
we're so getting canceled for that one. Yeah. But I mean, she has an OnlyFans. She kind of should expect having her. All right.
Okay. That's even worse. Okay, anyways.
Backwards. I'm so digging a hole for myself. We are determined to get canceled this year, huh?
I'm excited. So she came in. Mm-hmm. No one knew who she was except for my buddy Jordan.
What's the first thing you said? How did you start?
Well, so I saw her come in, and this is what I always do. If there's a cute girl that comes in, because I work the VR, right? Uh-huh. I'll be like, oh, I'll help you at the front. And I'll come up and I'll take the spot. Because usually only one person's up there. So I came up there, and I was going up there. Of course, Noah was like, I got you up here. Because, you know, me and Noah are always trying to, you know, see if you can get more baddies first, mm-hmm. you know. And Noah goes, come here, I'll help you, right? And I was like, shit, okay, I'll just sit up here at the front, right? And she comes up, and she's, like, talking to Noah. And Noah's like, what's your name? And she goes, Karina Koff. And all of us were just like, okay, like, whatever. Like, that name is just, you know, cool name, right? And I said that. I literally went, I was like, it's a cool name. And she goes, thank you so much, right? And I think that she was a little bit surprised. I didn't know who she was.
Yeah?
Right? Yeah. Because,
you said she was smirking?
She was like, oh, my gosh,
go on her Instagram and check her trademark smirk because she has an all her
Okay, all right. But she checks in, and then she walks over, and I'm like, I'm a genius for this, but I was like, oh yeah, I gotta go. I gotta clean something outside. I did not have to clean anything outside.
Yeah.
And I was walking with her, and she's obviously a lot older than me, right? But I was like, oh yeah, I gotta clean the floor. Like, they always nasty, bro. I swear. And she goes, oh my gosh, like whatever, right? And then she like came inside and then started jumping, right? And I was like, damn, she's fine as hell, right? So uh-huh. I came back to my AVR position and I was just like grinning like ear to ear, like Joker, bro. I'm like Joker. From the movie Joker. But
dude, she's like a goddess.
Yeah, and I was
how
just
did you not,
I was
like,
so literally the only, if I figure out that wasn't her, then it had to have been someone who looks just like her, because looking at her Instagram now, like, I'm like, oh, that's for sure her, right? Yeah. But I didn't know who she was at first. So I get her in, stuff like that, she's like jumping, stuff like that, and then I go back, no one's like coming up to her, no one's saying anything, right? And then all of a sudden, I, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours later, I'm off work, I'm jumping on the trampoline, I'm doing my, you know, little practice. And again, like I said, Jordan comes in. No one told me Karina Koff was here. And then I'm like, I don't know who that is. And then he pulls out a picture, and me and Noah both go, we saw her at the front. He goes, what? You saw her at the front? Yeah, she came in to jump for like an hour and a half. Are you shitting me?
I would be freaking out, too.
Yeah, he was pissed. He was like, and nobody told me I love her. And I was like, I love her, too. Like, it's all like laughing and joking and stuff. And, like, that was I had to leave after that. That was pretty much it. So I, like, got in the car, and I was like, I just met a famous person. Like, and I had no idea.
That's but so cool.
The weirdest part of it to me, and this is why I almost don't believe myself, no one knew. Not a single person knew. But I mean, it was a Monday, okay? So we had mostly kids in there.
But obviously, this isn't like concrete, right? Like,
well, I don't know, because a lot of kids were saying, "Yeah, Karina Kopp was on here. She was sitting on that couch over there talking with some people." Mm-hmm. They said that she was over there and she was talking with some other people, and so they're like, "Yeah, that was definitely Karina Kopp."
But how did he know? Just because someone described her?
So I guess somebody else saw, and they were like, they texted him like as she was leaving, "Yo, Karina Kopp was just here." He's like, what? I'll be there, like, right now. I'm coming right now. And that's when he came over. Yeah. And then he's like, no. He's like, dude, no, she was here a while ago, right? That's what he was saying. Mm-hmm. Like, she was here a while ago. And he's like, what the fuck? That started that conversation. But apparently, because I don't work on the floor. I work in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I didn't see her after that once. But apparently she was just, like, jumping for a little bit. And then she went and sat on some of the couches and talked with a bunch of older guys. Right?
Uh-huh.
It was, like, her age, I'm guessing, something like that, right? And so there's a lot of signs pointing to it definitely being her, but at the same time, the fact that nobody knew is like throwing me off.
Well, then again, she's not like a, she's not really like a movie star famous.
Yeah, exactly.
She has 6.1 million followers, but like that's like on Instagram. I feel like that'd be pretty easy to like not know.
Yeah.
But if I saw her, oh my gosh.
Right, because that's what I'm saying. Like, Jordan was like, if I saw her, we got a picture with her. He goes, did anybody get a picture with her? And I was like, I don't even know who she is. And I really hope that somebody did get a picture with her, one of my buddies that was there earlier, so I can get it. Because that'd be awesome if I could get that picture.
And show you.
Yeah. And I really hope that it actually is her, because they showed me a picture, and I swear, bro, it looked just like her. And everyone's saying that she was there, and everyone's saying, like, oh yeah, she came in. And, like, yeah, so I don't know.
Didn't you have adults, like your manager, say anything?
No, he didn't know who she was either. Yeah. He was like, he goes, who's that? And we're like, I don't know, I guess she's a big deal or something. Which is so funny because, and then again, I feel like the reason why she didn't get recognized, it was a Monday. The only people that come in on Monday are like regulars, and regulars are usually anywhere from like 12 to 16.
Yeah.
Right? And then Jordan's like 18. And Jordan was like, what the heck? Right? And so like a bunch of little kids are in there. I mean, Karina Kopp's not going to get noticed by like a 7-year-old, you know?
That's true.
And so I think that's why it didn't blow up or anything like that. But that day was crazy. Dude, I have so many work stories.
Like what?
That same day, a chick broke her ankle. And we had to the paramedic.
Is that not common, though? I feel like that would be pretty common.
No, it is common. But, like, sometimes it's worse than other times.
Did you explain that you work at a trampoline place?
I probably should have said
that. Yeah, you work like a...
I work at Lowe's Extreme Air Sports. Mm-hmm. It's a trampoline park.
You can do parkour and stuff.
Yeah. But she was doing flips, and then she landed, and then you just... I was in the front, and just hear... And all of us go, shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to go over there. We have to, like, stop them and stuff like that. Like, hey, it's okay. She had to get paramedics. Then she had to be drugged and pulled out of the foam pit. She broke her leg in the foam pit.
How?
Landed I have no wrong? Idea. I think that she just landed wrong and it
Maybe
snapped her ankle.
Maybe she broke it before and then she fell in the foam.
So, yeah, probably something like that. I don't know. Because, again, I wasn't there for all the details. But, it, like, so I have so many, like, crazy stories. There was a guy who came in there one time. His shin bone was coming out of his leg.
What?
Yeah.
You saw it?
I saw it. It was before I worked there, though.
Oh, yeah. Chase basically lived there before.
Yeah, I went there a lot before.
If you check his Instagram, you have a lot of posts.
I do.
Yeah, I remember when you started working, I feel like you were more excited that it was actually Lowe's
rather than actually having a job. Yeah, I know. I was so pumped. I didn't care I had a job. I was like, I get free jumping time. Hell yeah.
That's so cool, honestly. I just work at Walmart.
Fucking idiot.
No. Alright.
Basic ass.
Okay.
Back to my cool stories about work that I have.
Alright.
Because I'm funny.
Well, I have cool stories about Walmart too.
Some old lady came in and she called me a and she left. That's just racism, Kevin. That's racism. He's just bawling. He's laughing.
Walmart is so cool. I honestly haven't had that many work experiences. Yeah, most of everything about it is just mid. Like, I feel like it's pretty good pay, but I still want to raise.
That's the one thing about Lowe's, though.
Yeah.
We do not get paid a lot. I get paid $10 an hour.
We get a lot of benefits, right?
Right, right. I do get a lot of benefits, which is nice. Like Karina Kopp, for example. That's fuck a benefit.
You. All right.
Yeah, eat my ass.
Whatever. Beyonce shopped at Walmart once, so yeah.
Once?
Not, that one time. Not my Walmart, but
like. Yeah, I was like, this time I was just like, you know what? I bet Shaquille O'Neal was in there one time.
Yeah.
Eat my dick.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She shopped there, so that means I'm
see
cool.
Her. anyways. with the injury stuff, because I have some injuries. Ones, I have some really fun ones too. So injury wise, I've seen. Well, I'll go through real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a shin go through someone's leg. I've seen someone get paralyzed from the neck down. Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't paralyzed, then that means he recovered eventually. But in that moment, he was paralyzed from the neck down. He attempted doing a quad flip, and this is the reason why they're not allowed at Lowe's, is because of him. I was there again. I wasn't working there, but I was there. He attempted a quad flip on the Super Tramp. And he hit his neck. He necked. And then I remember we all heard like a sound, and then him just not moving. And then you could just hear him going, oh my God. And he's like, and then all of a sudden you just hear, oh my, like he went from like really quiet to just screaming. Called the police, they came there, they picked him up, and this was like the most like traumatizing imagery I've ever seen. He was on the bed and he was crying and he couldn't move. And he was just, like, bawling his eyes out. And he was just, like, tears going down his face. He couldn't wipe his tears. And you could tell he was visibly trying to. And he couldn't. He just couldn't. And so it was awful. But, like, yeah.
That sounds
crazy.
So
injury stories. Funny stories, though.
What are you laughing for? I'm kidding.
He's like, yeah, he died.
Stop. Move on.
Anyways. So this... I was working one day, and this guy comes in like a hard hat. He's like all musty and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he comes in. Obviously, he's blasted out of his mind. He is so high. So high.
Yeah.
And he comes in like full like worker outfit. He goes, yeah, I was at work. And he's like, you know what? I thought to myself, I want to jump right now. So I walked my ass all the way over here.
To Lowe's.
How far was it? Like 5 miles.
No way. What? He walked 5 miles?
He goes, no, I just like walking 5 miles. I want to go to Lowe's today. Comes in with this huge backpack. So maybe he was homeless and he was working construction, but he definitely worked construction because he had a phone. Mm-hmm. And he said, he's like, yeah, my boss keeps calling me for some reason. I don't know what's wrong with him. I'm trying to jump right now. We're like, all right. But I answered the phone, right? And mm-hmm. then he walks, and he kept leaving and coming back. He bought all day pass. And then he left. He was only there for like 30 minutes. He left all of his shit on the floor. All of it. Okay? And then he comes back in. He goes, guess who just bought a new phone? And drops the phone and cracks it. On the Lowe's floor, picks it up, and then goes, yeah, I got two phones. This phone, and I got headphones. Dude, blasted out of his mind. And then this is the funniest part. We have 30 minutes left till closing. He bought an all-day pass at like 12 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
He's been gone all day. Comes in for the last 30 minutes and starts setting like triples.
Like actually
flipping? Literally flipping. Like one of like the hardest things to do off a trapeze bar is do a corkscrew. Because... Off a trapeze, you can do, like, a backflip. So, a corkscrew, by the way, just mm-hmm. so you guys know, it's when... So, you do a backflip or a front flip, for example, and you do a full 360 within that backflip or front flip and land it facing the same way.
Uh-huh.
Right? Doing off a trapeze and getting that much momentum with your legs is so hard to do. And he just goes up there and goes, time for me to jump, finally. Does a fucking double corkscrew off the trapeze, lands in the foam pit, and starts doing backstrokes in the foam like he's swimming. I was like,
man was having living his best life right there.
But like his boss kept calling him, and he's like, yeah, I'm probably gonna get fired today, but I'm gonna go jump. All right, right.
I need some of what he was taking. Honestly, that sounds so fun.
Ass.
So like, how long have you been working there exactly?
Since July. July like I went to the interview on Pioneer Day.
Do you think they hire easy or?
I don't know because I've seen some kids apply that they don't get the job, and I've seen other kids apply who I don't think deserve the job but they get the job.
Uh huh.
This kid named Archer, I know him from Provo High. I'm pretty sure he's legal, but he like let me tell you why.
I'm gonna bleep that out.
So I play football with him. And he comes in and he goes, Coach, I left my helmet at home. And Coach goes, well, you can't play. He goes, nah, Coach, I'll play helmetless.
grabs some kid helmet and goes like this. Boom, boom. He's smacking his head with the kid's helmet. My skull is thick. And we're like, oh. Right. But like, okay. He's not obviously like, he just like has that kind of personality. We were having like a breakfast one day. We spilled milk. He got on all fours and started licking the milk up.
No way.
I'm serious.
What?
Yeah. He applied for Lowe's. He got the job. He has anger issues and he's awful with children. And he got the job. He even told them in... this is what I heard. I could be wrong, so I hope I don't get in trouble if someone hears this or not. Uh-huh. He told the interviewers, like they were interviewing, he's like, yeah, I don't like kids that much. He works at a trampoline park, and he got the job. He got fired in the first week.
Oh, he got fired?
He didn't come to work, not once. He kept saying he couldn't come in during shifts, and we're like, okay, get out of here then. Like, you can't come. Like, that's bullshit, right?
He didn't even get a check?
No, he was only there for a week, and he did a terrible job.
Yeah, working at Walmart, I feel like I feel like it's a good starting job. I personally don't want to get into the food business, because I like food a lot, unfortunately, and I don't want to like I don't know, work at Taco Bell and then eat at Taco Bell every day,
yeah,
and then get sick of Taco Bell, right? It's that sort of shit that I don't want to like do it for. I just know that we can't sell alcohol. Well, minors can't, right? Like, and I'm a minor.
There's some minorities for some
reason. What are you looking for in there?
Huh?
What are you looking for in there?
My balls.
All right. What are you pulling on? Chase. Give me one.
I got little nerd balls. Y'all want some?
Nerd balls.
Anyways, bye bye. Go ahead. He's chewing. 1 second. Ew. That was so loud. That gulp was so loud.
Every episode we've had like an ASMR session.
Always. Mm.
At work, you know, Walmart sells alcohol, right? They have alcohol, alcoholic beverages. But it's the law that a minor can't sell alcohol to. I was about to say a major, and I was literally about to say a minor can't sell to a major.
That's how it is, bro.
What I meant was an adult, right?
Constellations and constellations.
I'm 16, right? Mm-hmm. So I can't sell alcohol to a major. And basically, what we have to do is just call someone who's our team lead, which is like kind of like the manager leader of our area. And they have to come in and scan it themselves, right?
Gotcha.
Or just get someone who's above that age, right? And then this guy came in, and he had alcohol, right?
Yeah.
I scanned everything, and then I was like, I'll be with you with a second, sir. I can't scan this. I can't even scan it.
Yeah. Oh,
I can't
really
scan it. I just have to leave it there and be like, oh, let me get someone for you, right? And I have to call someone over. And they have to come in and do it themselves and finish the transaction, right?
Right.
And then ask for the ID. I can't do any of that. And so I was like, give me a sec, sir. Like, I just got someone for you. I just can't scan this for you because I'm a minor. And he's like,
I'm a major, so just scan it for me.
This guy's huge guy. And he's like, definitely. He's just like, what? And I'm just like, I just can't scan it for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm a minor. And then he's like, you can't sell it to me? And I was like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I can't. And he's like, well, you're the fucking cashier. It's your job. And I'm just like, yeah, but the thing is, I'm a minor, sir. I can't sell the alcohol to you. And he's like, what the fuck do you have the beer out there for if you can't fucking sell it? And I'm just like, sir, I'm not saying you can't buy the alcohol. I'm just saying I personally, because I'm a minor, I can't scan it. Because it's against the law. And he's like, I'm a fucking ex-cop. And you're making this bullshit up. I'm gonna talk to your fucking manager when she gets over here.
I'm an ex-cop.
And I'm just like, yeah, the fact that he said ex-cop. And I was like, right? And
I just work here, bro. Come on, man.
And then he looks behind, and it was a really busy day, so we had like a line, right? He looks behind at all the people. Can you look at this fucking idiot? He doesn't want to sell me fucking alcohol. And I'm just like, all right, okay. And in that moment, I literally was like, I fucking hate humanity. Like, there have been so many moments where I at Walmart, working a cashier or just customer service in general,
Damn, Walmart brings out the worst.
No, you see the really good in people sometimes, and then you see just how fucking awful people can be. And then our team lead comes here. The manager comes over, right? And she's like, she tells him the same thing. She's like, sir, he's under my... he's like, I can't scan it. Like, he can't sell it for you. And then he just goes off yelling the whole time, doesn't shut his fucking mouth up, right? And then the next people who come, I'm just like... I take like a moment to just like... And they look at me and they're like... I'm just like... I just started scanning and they're like... And then the next one was like a mom. She was like, hey, don't feel bad about that. Some people are just so stupid. And she was trying to cheer me up, but I was just like, I hate everyone.
Moms are awesome. Maybe she flashed her boobs.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Huh? Sorry. My mind been somewhere else.
It would have like cheered me up or something, but like. No. But yeah, you just see like, just working in general, like with customer service, you just see.
Oh, yeah. No, because I do front, I do register.
Like, there was another time where this lady came through, scanned everything, right? And then it came out to, like, almost $200, right? And then she says, I want to pay some on one card and the other on this one. I was like, okay, that's cool. She scans it, half of it, there's, like, 180 left, right? Uh-huh. And then she pulls out her card, she puts it in, and then it goes through, but, like, it keeps declining. And I'm just like, oh, man, oh, well, can we try that again? We tried it, like, five times. And I'm like, oh, I don't think it's working. And then she pulls out her thing, and she's like, oh, my gosh, I don't have any money. And we're freaking out because the thing is, like, she's not saying, like, oh, I'll go put it back. So I'm just like, okay. I was like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. See, and I feel really bad.
See, like, damn, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Give me your fucking money, bitch. I'm just kidding. I just like, I was like, I don't know what to do, right? And after like trying the card a few times, and she's like, I don't have any form of payment, and I need to take this stuff. And I was just like,
you gotta call someone.
I can't sell it to you, right? And so then the lady behind her all of a sudden is like, here, I'll pay for it. And then I was like, what? I was like, damn, you're going to pay for it? And she was like, yeah, I'll pay for it. And she pulls out her card, scans it. And then I was like, ma'am, are you sure? This is like, this isn't like $5. This isn't $180. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, that's fine. No, I'm fine. And then she scans it. And they have a small conversation. And the thing is, I thought the lady would react like, I don't know, something out of my mind. Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. She was like, oh, my gosh, thank you. And then she just left with her child. And then she was like, And she was like, I can like get your number, and like pay you back. And the lady was like, no, just promise me you'll do it for someone in the future. And I was like, and then the lady left with her kid, and then the one who paid, I scanned her stuff, and then I was like, why did you do it? Like, I honestly was like, I don't know. I just, that to me just was like, I mean, like, it's a good intention, right? And I
bought $180.
I was like, plus her own groceries, and she had a lot. So I was like, why'd you do it? And she's like, well, actually, someone did it to me last week. And I was like, what? No way. And she was like, yeah. And she was like, yep, somebody did it to me last week. And I just hope she does it for someone else in the future. And I was like, that's so cool.
Dude,
humanity is so cool. Rad, sometimes. No,
that's radical, dude.
Yeah, like, totally, especially females.
We're going down a rabbit hole. Okay. This is not going to go anywhere.
It always goes in that direction. Well, they were females. It's happened like four times where someone's paid for someone else's stuff, and they're always females.
Oh, because men are selfish.
Yeah, I've seen another time. Oh, my cards are going. Oh, shit, that's crazy. Damn. That's crazy, you know, dog.
Like, yo, he broke. Yo. He broke his hell. Yo, he broke.
The floor be made out of floor here. Oh, your card decline? Oh, shit. Oh,
damn,
that's
bro.
Tough. That's tough, dog. Yeah. I'll tell you, that's tough. Man.
That's unfortunate, bro. It's like, you got any extra? It's like, for guys, it's like $5 too. It's like, yeah. I don't got shit on me.
$5? I don't got. Obviously, he's carrying like a fucking like $1,000 yeah. PC. Ah, oh, shit, that dog. I'm so shit, sorry, man. Dog. I'm so sorry.
Yo, unfortunate, bro. Oh, hey, yo. Shit. Hey, man, pray up. Chin up, King.
God'll pay for it. I don't know.
Pulls out his wallet. He's like, I'm going to pay for this PC real quick. It has, like, all, like, dollar bills. He's like, what you looking at?
Yeah, men are shit, honestly. Men are fucking shit.
Dogs.
Yeah, men are fucking dogs. But, yeah, That's my experience with work hasn't been that bad. Like, I personally think I do a pretty good job because I'm, like, social with people. But, like, I can still be really kind to people. Like, even though those people have treated me like shit, especially that cop, I didn't, like, disrespect him once.
Yeah.
Like, I kept on, like, sir, I can't sell it to you.
That's why I got my raise, actually.
Yeah.
Really? Because of that, yeah. We had a bunch of guys before who were, like, blunt as hell. They'd be, like... Like, literally, I was, like, when I was getting trained by this kid named, what was his name? Travis or something like that. He was, like, he had me come up there, and he was talking. And he goes, yeah, it's just, like, a presentation for them. Like, have them get used to it, figure out the rules and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And the instructor goes, I can't put this headset on. He goes, you'll figure it out. And left. Really? And I had to help her. I was, like, here, tell me when to stop tightening it, right? Tightening the headset. Mm-hmm. And so Damien was, like, sorry, my manager, he was like, yeah, like, that's really impressive, because I've seen a couple guys come in, and I don't know how you handle with them. For example, I can't control when the virtual reality station is shut down. That I can't do that.
Like all of it?
Well, not like all of it, but like certain bits, like, I can't control when they shut down. Uh-huh. And so I'll be like, just chilling or something, and then a group of six is like, we want to come in, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to be real with you, 6 out of our 10 stations shut down. I'm working on fixing them right now, but I can't let you guys in right now. That's fucking bullshit. We came down 3 hours to visit, and we're going to do VR, and you can't do it? No. I can't. Like shit. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I really can't, though. I can't control. I spend all day managing these things, keeping them maintenance, right? Fixing them.
You fix them?
I fix them.
Really?
Yeah, me and my buddy Eric. People are going to know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But the kid I work with, me and this kid I work with, we fix them. We have to, because the maintenance guy quit.
He quit? Wait, how do you fix them? What, is it like a console?
We have to look it up. We have really? We literally have to troubleshoot everything. That's why the only thing I have about my job is it's extraordinarily stressful. Because if something shuts down and someone's like, how do you fix this? Like, you work here. I'm like, dude, I don't even know.
Exactly.
Like, I need like 30 minutes to figure this out. I have no idea how to do this. But yeah, jobs are crazy. Don't get a job. Be a stripper.
That's funny because I feel like I have that same answer sometimes. Like, sometimes people come up to me. And I know Walmart relatively well, not because I was trained. Because when you're a cashier, all you're trained to do is how to work the registers and the self-checks and some stuff you have to do, right? Uh-huh. Like, they don't tell us where everything goes. We don't know where everything is because we don't need to know where a cashier is, right? Yeah. That's the stocker's job. And so a lot of the times people come through, since we're on the front, they're like, hey, where would I find this? And the only reason I probably know is because I've kind of shopped at Walmart all my life. Like, I've shopped at Walmart we'd always get our groceries from there. Yeah. So I kind of have a vague idea where everything is, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just common sense, right? But sometimes I genuinely don't know where stuff is, and then people get mad at me. They're like, hey, where would this be? And I'm just like, oh. And I'll be like, maybe it would be back by, I don't know, like electronics or something. Yeah. Or something like that, right? And they'll be like, you don't know? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I don't. And then I gotta be honest, I don't. And then they're like, but you work at Walmart. You work here. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, sir. And then I saw someone else do that to the exact same thing to this one girl who shall not be named, but she's kind of blunt. And her personality is very, like, you know, arrogant. And then he asked her, he was like, hey, where would I find this? And then she's like, she was like, I don't know, sir, I can't tell you, I don't know, and then he was like, how do you not know, you work at Walmart? Well, he was walking away, uh-huh. And she was like, I'm a fucking cashier, I'm not a stalker. And then I was like, damn. I turned to look at her, and I was like, did you just really do that? I was like, I mean, like, that's kind of badass, but like,
what if he turned on, like, pimp slaps her?
Yeah. He didn't pimp slap her. Combo. Yeah, but I was just, I don't know, like, I always treat the customers good, even if they like that, even after that comp came through. Yeah. Like, I still was like, I'm sorry, sir.
How you get raised, bro.
But inside, I was like, I want to beat your fucking ex-cop face in, melted vanilla-looking ass motherfucker. His face was so red.
He was mad.
His face was so red. He was literally a fucking plum. And then after, everyone was just like, I'm sorry about that. Because there was like 3 people in line.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that, bro. I'm sorry you have to deal with that. So basically, Work has its ups and downs.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. But you know what work does not have ups and downs? I said this earlier, bro.
What?
Be an exotic dancer.
Be an exotic dancer?
Strip.
You have an up and down on the pole?
Big facts. Big facts. More.
Basically, I'm going to become a stripper. Do I have the body for a stripper, Chase? Be honest.
Oh, yes, baby.
you paused. Fucking bitch.
No, I was breathing in.
Fucking
pop. I was smelling you. I was smelling to see if you're... Oh, yeah. That's my exotic dancer radar.
What do you mean by exotic? What you mean by that? What you mean by that? Answer the fucking question.
So the next topic we had ready was summer activities.
So speaking about racism...
Summer. Summer, I mean. Summer's full of racism.
Where did I get racism from? What the hell? Speaking about summer... Chase, what did we do during summer? I actually, me and Chase weren't that, we didn't talk that much, or we weren't we didn't do that much stuff together. So
you were, were you in?
I was in Seattle.
Seattle for a little bit.
Yeah. So like, what was your side? What did you do, Chase?
I didn't do shit this summer. Let me be real with you.
I didn't do anything this summer.
What, really? Nothing at all?
I'm sure like after the podcast, I'm going to be like, oh, that's cool. I remember doing this. But I really didn't do a whole lot. I mean, I hung out with friends, obviously, right?
Uh-huh.
But there was never something I did like very specifically that I'm like, that was crazy. You know?
Your summer was uneventful then?
Yeah, but it wasn't bad, though. Like, I've had uneventful summers that are just awful. Like, I'm inside. Like, through COVID summer, whoa. That was awful.
Bad.
Yeah, but like this summer, it wasn't. I was out every single day, but nothing like crazy ever happened.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I'm trying to think about what I did.
We were in Seattle.
Oh yeah, no, Seattle was crazy. So I went to Seattle, and in case you guys don't know, probably should know by now if you listen to the past episodes. I have a cousin that lives up there, and his name is Melvin. And basically, I convinced my mom finally because I was like really good for like an angel the past like few months of school.
Oh, no,
and I was like, please let me go to Seattle for summer. So she let me go to Seattle all summer, and it was like so cool. And that was the first time I've ever like, you know, just been somewhere without my parents. And
yeah.
I don't feel like controlled all the freaking time.
Yeah, how was that? Because I love that feeling.
It was so fun, but I definitely saw some like advantages to also having a curfew and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we went, and then me and Melvin have like the best chemistry. So just having being friends with Melvin. He's my cousin. What the hell? Being friends with Melvin was like having a portable Chase.
Portable Chase, because he's tiny. He's a little bitch boy, a little small little bitch boy. Yeah. Pack him in your pocket, bring him to Seattle, little bitch.
No, because we have we're such good friends. Like he's my favorite, definitely my favorite cousin. And we just, I think we got there and immediately he was like, we're gonna go to the gym every day, and we did. We went to the gym every single fucking day, and I was in tip top condition for a while. Like I would go out for runs in the mornings. I'd do cardio, but basically my entire life was just working out, watching shows,
and then watching. When you pause there, watching.
Sleeping. but yeah, it wasn't that cool. It wasn't like I don't mean like I had so much
ungrateful
fun.
Bitch.
But I'm saying like I don't have many stories from it.
Okay.
Because, like I said, it was mostly just working out. But it was fun because I wasn't being controlled all the time. And I didn't have, like, a curfew for my phone or going to sleep or anything. And my aunt and...
This dude's like, I stayed out past 8 p.m. tonight. Yeah! Yeah!
Like, that actually was me. My aunt and my uncle are so chill.
8 p.m. tonight, party time.
And then me and... Melvin would grind Call of Duty Cold War for a while, and yeah, we just play video games and do shit all night. I don't think there was much of there's not much to tell.
Yeah,
and I think what was fun was when we got back over the summer, we surprised Chase for his birthday.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
That was so fun.
That was trippy too, because I've only had like 2 surprise birthday parties. So I can't really say I usually. That's kind of bullshit. Uh-huh. But the first time I got a surprise birthday party, I totally saw it coming. Like 100%. This time, no idea.
My dad. I'm still so surprised to this day.
You know, no, okay, the reason why, I played myself. So my dad and Gabe played off super well. Mm-hmm. Like, super, super well. And I was like, wow, like, we're going to go boating today, I guess. I mean, I'm down for an hour because we were going to go to Idaho. Uh-huh. That's what I was told. We have an hour. We're going to go boating. And I was like, can you bring Nazi? And my dad's like, we can't go home. We don't have time. I was like, we do have time. And so that right then, I was a little bit, that's kind of weird. But I didn't think anything of it, obviously. I didn't think anything of that at all. Anyways, we get up there, and I guess they hopped out of, who's
okay, car was context, it? Context, Chase. We went
to Deer Creek. Deer Creek.
Fuck, I thought you were just saying it like
my dad says it. Deer Creek.
Okay. Deer Creek. But so your dad suddenly told you. All you knew is that your dad.
Okay, so let me give you like full context then, okay? Uh-huh. So I woke up that morning and we were supposed to go to Idaho that day for my, I don't know, it was supposed to be like a party and I did not want to go. Because mm-hmm. for some reason my family left to go to Idaho for one day and come back down that same day. I hate it so much. But so I wasn't excited and I literally set myself up. I was like, Dad, I want to do something today. He's like, what do you want to do? And I literally said, I want to go boating today or something. I'm not even kidding. Mm-hmm. I set myself up and he goes, okay, let's go boating then, right? And then as we walked out, Gabe was randomly at our house. Again, another kind of red flag. But I didn't, because Gabe has not come to my house just to, like, hang out. Like, hasn't come to my house mm-hmm. for, like, 3 years. Usually we, like, text or something and we go hang out somewhere. But he walked to my house and I was kind of like, huh, that's kind of odd, right? Uh-huh. And then, but I didn't think anything of it because my dad's like, we're going to go wash the boat. Gabe, you want to come with us? And Gabe's like, oh, yeah, I'll come wash the boat with you guys. So we actually went and washed the boat. We cleaned it out. We were going to go back home. And then, I'm sorry, we're going to the Deer Creek, right?
Yeah.
And we're on the way there, and we stop. Deer Creek's supposed to be, like, closed or whatever, and I'm, like, trying to get Hallie and Carson to come and stuff like that. I won't want people to come, because otherwise it would just be me and Gabe.
Yeah.
And none of them could come, and I was like, why can't they come? Like, what's going on? Right? We get back in the car, I'm, like, eating my chips and stuff. And then, at this part, I set myself up so bad. I literally went, yo, Gabe, do you want to make predictions for football this year? NFL predictions this year.
And
While we were at the line, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, Gabe, we should make predictions for this year for football because me and Gabe both watch football. We both love it. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, oh, yeah, of course. And again, played it off awesomely. So I look down, I'm glued to my phone. I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm thinking the Falcons are going to go like 7 and like 10, right? Whatever it is, right? And he's like, oh, that's crazy. And I'm like going down. I'm having fun. We're talking and stuff like that. Don't even notice anything behind me because I'm looking straight at my phone.
Yeah.
Because I set myself up. I was like, yeah, let's do this thing. And Gabe did it with me. Apparently, Gabe actually looked back at one point and did this. And I didn't even see him do it.
We were right there.
Yeah. And so I was like, sorry. Gabe looked back and gave him like a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, and then looked back down and I was like, and then I looked up, I was like, what's up? He goes, oh, nothing. I was like, oh, all right. Kept typing. And then I got out of the boat and I remember I was super tired that day. I walked over and I looked in the, I like went to go get the tarp off and then I was like, tarp's already off. And then I looked in the back and I saw Christian's like yellow, fluffy, beautiful hair. And I thought Christian was just at Deer Creek. When I first saw it, I actually thought Christian was just there and he saw us pull up. And I was like, Christian? And then I saw Kevin and Melvin pop up and I went, shit. Like, and they know I didn't have like a crazy like reaction or anything. I was just like, holy shit.
Dude, no, you didn't even like, for a moment you just stood there. Like, you just stared at us. You were just like we could just see your brain turn. You just were trying to register the whole time.
Well, it was such a weird feeling seeing Christian and being like, Christian? And then seeing like, 5 heads pop out. I was like,
whoa. Okay, so then we'll tell you my side. I'll tell you my side. So basically, Callie texts me. Callie says, hey, we're planning to surprise Chase for his birthday. Do you think you and Melvin could make it? And I was like, me and Mel were still in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And she said, like, this, was it Friday? Or was it a Saturday?
I have no idea.
One day, we were like Friday. Let's just say it was Friday. And we were still in Seattle. And it was like Wednesday. And we were like, I don't know if we can make it, but we can definitely try. And so then we were trying to get my mom. I was like, Mom, we need to come get me and Melvin just like 3-4 days earlier because I want to go to this party to celebrate my friend. So my mom comes and gets us. We get home, all this stuff. And then, yeah, basically, we get there. We all get swimming clothes. We all get ready and stuff, and we're all texting Gabe at the same time to make sure everything's going perfectly fine. And Gabe is like, he has no idea. Like, there's no
He was right.
Like, he wasn't. He's not even guessing or anything. And so yeah, basically what we did was just we went up to Deer Creek, and then when we got there in the line, we saw your truck and the boat, right? And then we went up slowly. We were behind it, right? And you want to know what's funny is that it was closed already.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were closed. And you know what? Your dad went up to them to say.
He told them, we're doing a surprise birthday party.
Please let us through. Like, please let us through. We're doing a surprise birthday party. And so the guy was like, all right. And so he let us get in. And the thing is, we got into the, when we got onto the boat, because the boat was hooked up to the back of the truck, right? Uh-huh. We all just like slowly hopped on. I looked forward and I could see your hair, and you weren't even like looking to the side or anything. You were looking straight down.
Yeah, because I was doing that football thing, bro.
And then we got in, and then we all went like, and Gabe was like, yep, don't give us a thumbs up. And we all laid down and we're like, oh my gosh, we were so excited. And basically then we just boated that day.
Yeah, it was so freaking fun. Tubing, it was awesome. It was so much fun.
So fun.
Like Christian's ball sack.
Yeah. Christian, newsflash, does not wear underwear under his shorts. Red flag. That is a major red flag. Somebody get this man a pair of fucking underwear. He sat at the front of the boat, man spreading.
Dude, left nut, right nut on both sides. Woo!
Hanging. They was flapping in the wind.
They was flapping. They was flying away.
They were looking at us. And and he didn't. He was just like, oh, you saw my balls?
He's like, I see you. Okay. All right.
That day was just so chill. Like, there were so many moments where I would just sit down and smile. And your dad, I remember at one point, he was like, hey, Kev, are you all right? And I was just like,
yeah.
It's good.
That day was awesome. Thinking back on it makes me a little sad, but it made me really happy too.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun.
Yeah. It's like after I definitely felt like exhausted. Cause,
I went home. We had cafe.
Chase's dad is on fucking crack. He does not. Oh my fucking.
And the reason why? The reason why is because I tell him every time I go, I'm like, I don't have enough fun tubing. Kevin, he literally. I'm not even kidding. He'd be like, all right, so who wants to go first? I think it was me, you, and Melvin. Or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. We hop on, we're getting on and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, go, just fucking send it, right? Like, I'm like, just go, right? And there are, Kevin and Melvin, you haven't been tubing before that, right? You guys weren't tubing before that?
I had one time, but I don't remember that at all.
Anyways, my dad just hits like 50 immediately, and he's like throwing us around, and like we have like knees in each other's faces, and we're hitting like jump, we're going crazy high up in the air, and we're like, boom, 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 holy shit, right? We're yelling and stuff, but it was so fun. Yeah. Like, that's what, I feel like, as scary as it is, can you imagine if it wasn't like that, if it was just like...
Yeah, we probably wouldn't have remembered it at all. Yeah, your dad was like hitting the tightest corners, and we were all just hanging on for dear life.
There was like a couple times where we'd have to like lean, and the person on the side that we were leaning towards would be like squished.
Yep, they'd be like crushing because, and then there was that one part where we were all like this, and I was grabbing the left side, and we were turning.
Yeah.
We were turning right...
Yeah.
Yeah, we were turning right.
So
the left side. And I'm just holding on for dear life. And everyone's like, Kevin, move up. And I'm like,
what the fuck? No, because I remember, because that happened to me too on the other side. I don't know if it was the same time or it was a different time. But Kevin's boat just definitely caught one of his hairs.
No, I just had a cramp.
Oh, but we were on the boat. And we were on the tube. And I remember it turning. And like, we were vertical pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I remember reaching. I remember letting go, risky move, letting go, wrapping my arm around the back of the tube, and then pushing. So we'd all kind of like lean back down.
Yeah,
I was so. Okay, listen, something about me. All right, I might not be that dedicated to a lot of things, but holy shit, when it comes to tubing, I am staying on the tube. I'm not letting go.
It is a workout.
No, my hands, bro. I mean, my veins, but shit. Nah, but it was so fun. Hands all weak, mom spaghetti, you know, vomit on my sweater already.
Yeah, besides that, though, it was already, like, the end of the summer when we did that. It was really close. So, we didn't really do much besides that, right?
Wait, are you guys sure? Because I don't think I had a job by then.
What do you mean?
I think it was, like, in July. I can check.
was your birthday? No, it was not my birthday.
It was way because if it was my birthday. It would have been the exact beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, it was July 18th.
Okay.
Or July 9th. Yeah, July 18th.
Or like a day before. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like a day before that, so. Right? Or...
No, it was the same day.
Okay.
Yeah, it was July 18th, and so it was like midsummer. And we were like, we should do this every week or something like that, and then we never talked about it again.
Yeah.
But it was so fun. So fun.
And besides that, we didn't really do any other hangouts, right?
No.
I think really. One time you came over. My house.
Oh yeah, we hung out like me and you hung out a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just like deep talks, sucking cock.
And the fact that these things actually slide by my head when I'm just like you're your cock was sliding by my head.
Okay.
Oh, we should finally move on to fan topics. We have a lot.
Oh,
we have
geez.
A lot of people talking and we got commented. If you ever want to put in your own suggestions, go to brosmad.podcast. That's the username for
So, we gotta go kind of Instagram. Fast for this because we've been going for kind of a long time on tangents. 15 minutes. So, we'll be pretty fast.
Okay. So, fan topics. We've got some questions, basically.
God. Riley, Buzz Lightyear. The live-action Buzz Lightyear is not attractive.
I'm so pumped for it, though.
And no, so am I, but how do you look at that bowling ball of a face?
I don't know. Go, I thought... Oh,
damn, one of the... Dude, you know what I told her?
Okay, I don't think he's like...
Shh. Do you know what I told her? I said, how are you gonna let him hit it from the back and then just go to infinity and beyond? And, like, bro, come on.
Buzz Lightyear went all freaking out. I'm so excited for that movie, though. I personally think it doesn't look that bad. I think it looks
good. No, it doesn't. But I wouldn't call Buzz Lightyear a drag now.
Mid. Kate says, what are our thoughts about the age of consent?
8 years
Genuine
old.
Thoughts. Okay.
Too soon. Okay.
8 is too soon. It should be more like 12 or 11.
Yeah. Okay, but for real though? Age of consent? I don't know what you mean by that. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Don't know. It was when I was 10.
All right, so Elena said Chase should shave his beard.
You shaved today.
I actually shaved today. It looks mid, so.
I think you look good. The beard was pretty cool. Y'all should have seen it.
I have a picture. I can probably put the picture for the...
Oh yeah, but what about me? I want to be in it.
Oh, we can get you with a beard too, like a white one, like Morgan Freeman.
Like a white one?
Yeah, like white beard Morgan Freeman.
Imagine me with a white beard.
I mean, you use Irish Spring, so
it's not that funny. I think I would look good in a beard, though. Wouldn't I look good in a beard? Okay, all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I do really like under my chin, but besides that, I don't really have anything. So yeah, Chase should shave his beard. Elena, you got your wish. It came true because he shaved today, exactly Woo! The day of. Hallie, Hallie says rumors that we've heard about each other and debunk them on the podcast.
Like I've heard about you.
Yeah,
I heard that you're Mexican, but that can't be true, right?
I didn't want to talk about this.
What?
I didn't want to.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't want to talk.
So you're a dirty little... Wait, did you say...
I didn't want to talk about it because it's nacho business. I'm not fucking Mexican. Jesus fucking Christ. Why does everyone think I'm Mexican?
I don't know. You're obviously white.
Look, I'm a Hispanic, guys. Okay? Oh. You know what's funny? I said that the other day. I was like, I'm not Mexican. I'm Hispanic. And then someone else was like, what's the difference? And I was like, shut the fuck
right.
up.
All right.
Hispanic is just someone from that speaks Spanish that's descended from someone that who lived in Latin America.
Yeah, I'm Spanish.
Which is what I am.
I'm Hispanic.
What?
Yeah.
You are?
No.
Where were you born? You were born in fucking...
Pinche cabrón.
Oh, shit. That means...
Yeah, I'm valid.
That means I like children. We didn't finish, though. We didn't debunk... what about me? Rumors I've heard about you. No, genuine rumor, Chase. Genuine rumor that you've heard about me.
I haven't.
Really?
Have you heard something about me? I gotta keep thinking because I feel like maybe I have.
A rumor that I've heard about Chase?
Yeah.
Can we say... Do we have to say names?
Like, who said it?
Yeah.
I don't think you have to, no. Just in case that they get, like, mad or something. So, yeah, just keep names, like, private.
That's what I'm saying, is that even like that, I still don't know anyone.
You're like, this guy...
He goes, we can't say anyone for, like, extreme security names? Of this, right?
Yeah, no, we can't say names, Kevin. Okay, so what you're saying is...
I still don't
got shit.
You never heard a rumor about me at all?
If I did, it was something dumb, like...
You got inches?
Like
yeah, inches. Some rumors have been going around that, like, I have, like, a 12-inch. No, I want to address that.
Yeah.
It's actually,
I'm gonna be honest.
It's only actually, like, 9.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to disappoint you guys. People have so high expectations these days for...
Dick. Yeah, and I also have a rumor about dick as well. Oh, people said mine's 2 centimeters long, and shit, they right, bro. Shit, they right.
They right.
They right.
No, it's not. Chase, stop degrading yourself.
I like that.
That's so weird. Imagine, okay, listen. People who have a self-degrading kink, if they hate themselves, are they constantly turned on?
they're like, oh, you're a fucking dumbass. Oh, fuck.
Oh, it's like, oh my god. I'm so fucking bad at math. I literally am a fucking...
And then you just see, like, an immediate, like, wet jeans.
Oh,
just
fuck.
Like, oh, jeez.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Sorry, I'm just in a self-deprecating phase. Oh, shit. Oh.
Call me dumbass, please.
You're a dumbass? People with self-degrading kinks are weird, but I still want one.
Alright, what's a rumor you've heard about me, Kevin? Shut the fuck up.
A rumor I've heard about you? I don't know. That you can beat Trey in an arm wrestle? That you beat him?
I did.
You did?
I did beat him in arm
wrestle.
Did you
actually?
Yeah, you were there. It was after school. Yeah, it was after school.
You beat him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
I don't think I beat him now.
There was this one time me and Chase decided to do an arm wrestle. And we went for like 2 minutes straight.
We were like seriously like...
Yeah, and I don't think anyone won. I think we just grew exhausted. Because, like, we were trying. We were actually trying. Like, this isn't a joke.
I like an ex-cop for some reason.
Yeah. I wonder who people prefer, me or you, on the podcast.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
I wonder who.
It's going to be you, baby.
Real talk, though. Chase, who do you think people prefer, me and you?
What?
Who do you think people prefer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Should we make a poll, or do we not want to be hard?
Make a poll,
no,
bro.
This is gonna make us hate ourselves.
One of us is gonna be okay. Well, okay, we can make a poll, but before we make a poll, I want you guys to know I beat Kevin in gun game twice yesterday.
Okay, what the hell?
Twice in a row.
What the hell?
Make a poll now. Make a poll.
No,
context.
I was like one or two guns behind, all right?
I took this bitch ass back to my house.
I was like 2 points behind. It's not like you fucking like destroyed my ass and laid
me out. I killed you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you suck.
You're uncircumcised.
You smoking dick?
Well, you know what? Well, I destroyed him in Halo Episode 2, which I took down, by the way, because... I didn't want to
because
hear
it. Because it was kind
of
mid.
It was really mid.
The only really funny joke was when,
No, there was this one joke.
You know, that one?
Yeah, that one.
There was that one. Remember that one joke when we...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we scrapped episode 2 of season 1. I don't think any of them are going to be taken down, though. I think we're fine.
Even though I like them.
Bad.
Season 2 was just because it was a filler episode and it literally filled
up nothing.
Episode 2,
you mean?
What I say?
You said season two.
Fuck.
Well, yeah, it was just.
What filming. Can I say? I'm pumped for season two.
Everyone was like, "When are you gonna post?" You posted one episode and dipped. It'd been like 2 months already.
Yeah.
So yeah,
we're a one-hit wonder.
I'll
like
be
with your mom last night.
All right.
All right.
Okay. That's like you're roasting me and yourself at the same time. It's
yeah.
Like Marchadome killing oh, yeah. yourself at the same.
Yeah, I'm a one pump Trump. Put it in and bust it on spot. I'm your stepdaddy.
And go. Ejaculate and stepdaddy. Evacuate. Ejaculate and evacuate. You hit that load and you hit the road.
Got any more, Kevin?
Damn. You out?
You release some sperm. And
you release some
I was being
sperm
so
and get a perm.
The fact God. That I thought of that, but
I know. All in the heart. You release some sperm and fuck a worm.
That is so random. The worm.
You busting that, and the worm's like, that's crazy. What are you doing? What are you? No! 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 Anyways,
hot topics for today. Pokemon card of the week. Barack Obama.
We've already made that joke. I know we have. I know we already made that
Who's
joke.
Who's that Pokemon?
Because remember that Pikachu. One Obama snow that we did last time? We already made this joke. I know we made this joke already.
No, Bros Matt is literally just recycled content over and over.
Yeah,
I don't
but y'all
know
like
how
this
get
shit so.
Over it. You know what? Let's start a controversy, Chase. Fuck furries. Quote me on that. Add
fuck
me on
furries.
Fight me. Fuck furries.
Fuck furries.
Yeah, fuck furries. Like, their asses be so tight.
I'm gonna go grab the brim of my hat. I'm wearing a fucking beanie. I'm gonna go grab the brim of my hat. Man, why are they ass so tight?
Yeah, you should have seen Chase's reaction. Chase was like,
Jesus
my,
Christ.
Oh my God.
Kevin, where you been?
Yeah.
Where you been?
Yeah, I fuck furries. Judy Hopps hopping on my dick.
I made that joke with Riley.
Fuck you. I didn't hear that. It was original content because I said it for the first time.
I wait in your content. Notorious B.I.G.
The Notorious B.I.G. Guys, this is Bros Mad. Second season. I know it wasn't much. It's the start of a new beginning. Basically, it's more of a, hey, we're back, right?
Yeah.
We're not like really packed with content.
So right this now. One, this one's not amazing. That's okay. I get that as well. It's not going to be super, super awesome. But it's just to let you guys know that we're back. And we have, you know, we're ready to make some more episodes, get some
yep.
people on the show. It'll
we're
be fun.
Ready to start interviewing. Our list is still filled from last year.
Yeah.
And we have not
because
filled
we had like
it.
40 people who wanted to do it. And guess how many episodes we made?
Seven.
We made seven.
We've had one with Bryn. Gotta be honest.
That one might have gotten scratched for...
just say it.
Kevin was high. Kevin was absolutely zooted. He was blasted out of his mind. He was on the concrete floor dead. This man was like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Oh,
and I
my
was, no,
gosh.
No, I was not dead. I was saying... I was like woke in that moment. Okay.
Yeah, so, too woke. Because this dude... Can we be like, hey, yo, let's ask a question to Bryn. Bryn, what do you like about your gem? Kevin eating chips in the corner. Try this chip, bro.
This chip is so good.
Okay, during that day, though, there's one time where Kevin got some, like, salsa sun chips, and he literally sat on the ground and was like, this shit is so good. And then you literally went like this.
I don't remember
Chase,
that.
Try some.
I literally don't remember
that. That was
that.
The funniest thing because you sat on the floor, crisscross applesauce, in the middle of the hall, eating these sun chips, and you went, Chase, you gotta try one of these chips. I was like, I already have, Kevin. I already have. You're like,
I don't remember that.
Oh,
I just
that was
remember
so funny.
I was really hungry, and I remember most of the podcast. I just felt really lightheaded and stuff. Okay, I don't want you guys to think of me as I'm like a zooted. That was the one time I took like a couple hits. All right.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'll ever do it again, unless Chase is down.
And that was yeah, because
we're gonna have one episode where we're just high. And we're just gonna just talk. So everybody just be prepared for that episode. We have a lot of plans for this year, though.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have, like, themed episodes. The theme today was white supremacy.
The theme today was white supremacy. Comeback. Okay, the theme today was the 12 days.
Okay, okay, the episode name, Comeback.
But it's spelled with a U.
Yeah, come. The comeback season. Guys, bro. We love you. The fact that we actually have fans out there is so astonishing. Like, you guys have been through with us through thick and thin. The fact that you've, like, you've stuck with us. And you're still with us.
You're sticky.
That's right.
Like the cum on my back.
Good. Good they them.
Good they them.
Well, I can't say good girl or good boy, right? Because I don't know.
Michael Jackson, instead of he's like, they them.
Oh my gosh. My side. Oh, to all the genders out there, fuck you equally.
We hate everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Mormons.
Dude, I hate Mormons with a passion, bro.
Alright, okay. We gotta end the episode.
We'll leave it off with that, guys. Hey, enjoy Mason's
outro. Yeah,
outro.
That he made this for us. It was awesome. We listened to it, immediately busted two fat nuts because holy crap, this is good.
In my mouth. It was good. That was a good bit.
Nah, not a good bit. Not like a
good. Okay. All right. Well, guys, because we're obviously running on Steam right now, and our content isn't the best right now. Okay, just remember to be tuned for episode 2. Follow brosmad.podcast on Instagram. DM us to be interviewed. Give us information. We're gonna set up a system for you guys to vote if we really think you can get a hoodie.
Yeah, for merch.
And it's got to be, like, honest, though, because, like, we can't be like, hey, I want a hoodie, right? And then...
Yeah, and then you're like... And then when you realize that the hoodie's, like, $75, you don't want to get it. Like, bitch,
yeah,
buy my shit.
Yeah, $75. $175.
Yeah.
Psych! We're never going to go that high. I think.
God.
But, yes, guys, please follow the Instagram. Stay tuned for episode 2. And if you're our fans, just, we love you.
We love you.
So much. If you're a masochist, text me.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming in to the for listening to the podcast today. It was really fun doing it. I think we're going to end the episode right here with Mason Young's outro song. And it is really, really good. So I'll see you guys later. Goodbye. Technical problem.